Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is John Little, and I had the opportunity to talk to Frederick Frazier. He's a city councilman in the city of McKinney. In addition to that, he's the legislative chairman for the Fraternal Order of Police, the Texas chapter. And he talked about, first of all, police departments and their reaction to what happened in Minnesota a little over a week ago.
First of all, you've got to say, you know, you don't have to say, but I'm going to say it. You know, every officer out here that watched that video cringed. We all knew when Floyd was murdered, and when that was taking place, that we knew that all of our safety and all of the bridge building and anything we've ever done was destroyed. And so where do we go from there? We start back with zero with our community report, responding to our communities and the respect from them to law enforcement and law enforcement respect to them. It goes both ways. And we're just, it crushes us. It's when you have these situations happen, it crushes us. And we're so tired of starting from square one when we have an officer do something that's so damaging like this, because the training is there. The community engagement is there. You see chiefs, you see organizations, and part of the FOP is one of the biggest ones in that matter of making sure that we get the training to these officers. And then that happens. And then you sit back and you go, for all that was for nothing. And then you wake up the next morning and you start all over again. And so with that said, I also wanted to know, while these protests are happening, as peaceful as many of them think they are, I've been working the protests since Friday, and I can tell you right now, a lot of them are peaceful. A lot of them start out that way. And then the agitators and the folks that have nothing to do with Mr. Floyd's death or care anything about him dying, they just want to burn it down. They want to destroy, and they kill the momentum of that group's protest. And they terrorize the businesses by damaging them. Many of the businesses along Main and Commerce in Dallas are destroyed. And if anybody wants to drive down here and look at all the boarded up businesses, you're more than welcome to, because they are boarded up. All the 7-Elevens in that region are completely gone. They were looted. Some of the employees were beaten. And that happened because of a protest that was supposed to be peaceful, and it didn't turn peaceful. It turned into a riot. And then officers have to engage with those individuals, and officers have to take control of the streets. And then when officers do that, they get injured. And I put a list on my Twitter of what has happened in the last 96 hours, because I got that off of another, a based model of folks that have taken the time to do all the research to find it. And when you read that, you don't see that in the news. All you see is what's happening in our region. But it's not only happening in our region, it's happening all over America. And trust me, people have the right to protest. In this case, they absolutely have the right to protest because of what they want to say. But with that, when it comes to the peaceful protests and the looters and the rioters come behind them, then it turns their anger onto those police officers, and those police officers are right there in the line of fire. And we're always magnified somehow, some way. And right now we're completely magnified of what the actions of some in Minnesota, in Minneapolis to be exact.
Why do you think that specifically in Dallas, the protests have been able to ease up on any of the violence and looting over the last couple nights? Is it strictly because of the ability to get that curfew placed?
Yeah, and you know, it's just like the city did a good job of laying down the curfew, and because if we didn't, we would have these groups all night long, you know, aimlessly walking through the city, damaging property. So putting the curfew in was key. And a peaceful protest there. I just left City Hall just now, monitoring one of the protests that started at 2. It's they're getting their message out. They're telling the folks, this is this, you know, they're telling whoever they're speaking to. It may be Facebook. It may be a media camera, whoever they're getting their they're giving that message. And it's a good message. But there's people in that crowd right now that we have to keep an eye on that do have, you know, probably a weapon in that backpack. They do have the ability to make destruction. So we have to keep an eye on that protest, because agitators are sitting there waiting, because their opportunity, you know, their opportunity is about to strike when they see it, and they'll take it and they'll use that protest as cover.
Talking to Chief Hall earlier today, I just asked her what the mentality was and how mentally draining this was on officers. And I'd love to get your take on it as well. Just how mentally draining it is. You know, you want to see things from the most neutral point of view you can. But she even brought up 7-7 from 4 years ago. And with that fresh on everyone's mind in this area, I can only imagine how difficult it is.
It's so draining. The time, the heat, the armor, the constant worry, about your families, you know, it's the constant worrying about every single thing, and doing your job at the same time. And look, I'm the first one to say we brought this on ourselves. I'm not gonna say no. Police officer did this. When a police officer does this, then it's on us. It's our profession, and we are the take the blame. And I accept that. If I could trade places with that officer right now, I would, because I would not let that happen. If I could trade places with any of the officers are there, I would. So I couldn't let that happen. I would trade places with Mr. Floyd right now to make sure I wouldn't get put in that position. But I can't. All I can do is control is what is in front of me right here, and give the leadership to the officers that are right here and try to guide us through this. There's several of us doing the same thing. You know, they don't ask me to go stand on the line at these deals, but I do, because I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. I want to be out there in the middle of it, because I want to make sure we're doing the right thing. If somebody has a question, they want to talk to me, I want to give them the proper answers. I don't want to just, hey, let's point something at them and tell them to go away. If they want to have a civil conversation, I will have it with them. Some of the folks don't. They don't. I've had people tell me, you just need a bullet in your head. Your whole family needs to die. That was told to me on Saturday. And you know what? I say, thank you very much. See you next time. You know, you just go on your way. You let that slide. So, but that's the mentality of a lot of the folks that are out here. And that was a peaceful protest at a certain point.
It's certainly just something I can't even imagine being in the middle of, from your perspective, for sure. Is there a measure of some steps that need to be taken as far as holding more police officers accountable, not only in most obvious situations like this, but in less obvious ones as well? Is there a gap there that we're missing?
Well, what we're missing is that we can show the public over and over and over the amount of training, the amount of bills that we write that are in favor of minority communities that we patrol, that where most of our highest crime comes out of. And that's a fact. I'm not giving just a judgment by Frederick Frazier. I'm telling you that's a fact, because that's where our highest crime comes out of. But most of our folks don't realize, and this goes for like the ding dong city council. I mean, there's a handful of them up there in Dallas that actually know what a police officer does. The rest of them, they don't know how to get home without using their Google Maps. They don't know that the training we go through. They don't know how many hours every 2 years that we put into Corps, or what bill we wrote. But they like to put on Facebook about this and this and that. Why do they have military-style weapons? Why do they have military-style protection? Because we get shot at. And we get shot at with that same weaponry. So we need to have something. You don't go into a gunfight with something underpowered. You go into it with it overpowered. And so when I hear those from those so-called city councilmen and so-called city council women, and I just sit back and roll my eyes and go, they have every opportunity to come train with the police officers. They have every opportunity to come sit down with the community and the police officers and the police chief and learn what we're actually doing. So when I say bridge the gap, they're the ones not bridging the gap. And then they get out there and they spew their venom about how bad police officers are. And they never did their fact-finding check ever. And that's the problem. The folks are so misguided of what they see on what they think is what media is giving them. They don't take the time to unask themselves and go over there and actually find out what is exactly happening. Are we missing a component here? What are you doing about these? They would be shocked if they knew how many officers that we discipline a year, how many officers that we fire a year, how many officers that we charge a year. They would be shocked if they knew those statistics. But those statistics are right in front of them. When Amber Guyer went to trial, what did she go to for? She went for murder. She got charged. She is in prison. Officers are getting charged and going to jail. That's a fact. They're not getting off. The officer in Minnesota is going to go to jail. His officers that are around him are going to go to jail. They have been charged. The charges got upgraded just a few minutes ago. That's what doesn't get out enough. Is like, you wanted it, you got it. We're making, leadership is making that happen because we want to be held as accountable just as we want a criminal to be held accountable. If an officer commits a criminal act, we want them to be charged in a criminal act.
Thank you so much for your passion on this subject. I really appreciate you letting it come through. Appreciate your service to our community, and good luck through all this.
Yep. And anytime you need something, I'm there to give you what I can and let you know what's really happening. And that's why I put that message on that tweet this morning. Because of this, this is also happening, and we're going to have officers die, and it's going to happen because of this. This one officer is going to cause many officers to die, and all of us are very angry at that officer. We're very angry at that situation. Like I said, we would trade places. There's so many of us that would trade places in a heartbeat to make sure that Mr. Floyd had his heartbeat back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.